Loeys-Dietz syndrome and its more well-known cousin, Marfan syndrome, which likely affected Abraham Lincoln, are genetic conditions resulting in connective tissue abnormalities. Now researched by Pamela Guerrero, an immunologist at Johns Hopkins and colleagues, shows that a defect in these conditions also underlies common allergies people who are affected develop.
We now think we have a single genetic pathway that really strongly predisposes to these multiple forms of allergic disease. We've known for a long time that both genes and environment are important in what causes allergies to develop, but it's been hard to identify any one pathway to target therapeutically. We now know the TGF-beta pathway, the single gene, is sufficient to really predispose to all forms of allergic disease. The next series of experiments will be looking at how we can target that therapeutically.
Guerrero says conditions ranging from asthma to food and environmental allergies may be involved. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.